Tonight's debate is sponsored by and will be at the Denver Post. Before we get into who will be there, let's talk about who won't be there, and that's former Congressman Tom Tancredo and Secretary of State Scott Gessler. Jody, why are these two skipping the debate?
Tom Tancredo has said all along that he would not participate in Republican debates, which would be sort of ammunition for the Democrats. He doesn't want there to be what he called a circular firing squad. And he's been pretty adamant about that for the last few months. Gessler, on the other hand, had been attending some of the joint forums with Republican candidates, but not recently. Last week, he explained that he's not going to the debate because without Tancredo, who he admits is a leading candidate, it kind of defeats the purpose. Also, he's under fire from one of the minor candidates who is participating, Jason Clark, that he has a conflict of interest as Secretary of State. And I think Gessler is, just, again, trying to avoid being criticized by his fellow Republicans.
Well, and Tom Tancredo is also going off the beaten path to try to become the lone Republican to challenge Governor Hickenlooper, going through the petition process versus the GOP primary on June 24th. What exactly does this entail?
Well, the petition process actually started February 2nd, and candidates have 60 days to garner 1,500 petition signatures in each of Colorado's 7 congressional districts. And they have to come from registered Republican voters. If they can secure those and they're verified, they can get on the petition. That's in contrast to the more traditional way of going through the caucuses and then the state assemblies, of which Tancredo said he may also do that, sort of guaranteeing himself a double way to get on the ballot.
So coming back to tonight's 6:30 debate, if Gessler and Tancredo are not there, who will be there?
We have State Senator Greg Brophy, former Senate Minority Leader Mike Kopp, Jason Clark, a businessman, and Steve Halson, Adams County businessman as well.
And with only 4 of the 6 candidates present, what kind of a debate can we expect?
Just because Gessler and Tancredo are not there, I don't think that means they won't be subjected to perhaps a little bit of, I don't know if it's teasing is the word, but you can be sure their names will be mentioned. Jason Clark, as I said before, is bent on letting people know that Gessler appears to be in a conflict of interest with his candidacy. At the same time, he's Secretary of State. And Greg Brophy has been very vocal about Tancredo not participating in the debates and also having been the standard bearer for governor in 2010 on the American Constitution Party ticket. And you can be sure that will be brought up. It's sort of a sore point with a lot of stalwart Republicans that Tancredo abandoned the party 4 years ago. Brophy also said that by Tancredo skipping the debates, he's really showing people in Colorado how unprepared he is to be governor.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.